May of last year with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. The pair released a joint statement confirming they have settled the dispute amicably. On July 19, 1997, Oasis went to number one on the UK singles chart with Do You Know What I Mean, the first single from their third album, Be Here Now. And on July 19, 1996, the Spice Girls, remember them? They made their debut on UK TV music show Top of the Pops, performing their debut single, Wannabe, which gave them their first of 9 UK chart toppers. And on July 19, 1993, Rage Against the Machine walked out on stage naked at their Lollapalooza set in Philadelphia in a protest against censorship by appearing completely nude except for black electrical tape over their mouths. They stood in protest for their full 15 allocated minutes of stage time with the letters PMRC written on their chests, a reference to the Parents Music Resource Center. July 19, 1991. Steven Adler, ex-drummer with Guns N' Roses, filed a lawsuit in Los Angeles County Court alleging that he was fraudulently removed from the group and that the band introduced him to hard drugs. And on July 19, 1989, residents of Washington, Connecticut, formed the Roll the Stones Out of Town Action Group after they were unhappy with the Rolling Stones and their entourage setting up in the town for rehearsals for their forthcoming tour. Residents said it was like the army had moved in and taken over, with security guards stopping locals and asking them what they were doing there. July 19, 1987, Bruce Springsteen played his first ever show behind the Iron Curtain when he appeared in East Berlin in front of 180,000 people. The show was broadcast on East German TV. July 19, 1986, Genesis went to number one on the U.S. singles chart with Invisible Touch. The band's former lead singer, Peter Gabriel, was at number two with Sledgehammer. July 19, 1981, it was Roy Orbison Day in Odessa, Texas. Orbison was given the keys to the city and performed for the crowd the first time in Odessa in 15 years. July 19, 1980, Queen scored their third UK number one album with The Game, featuring the single Another One Bites the Dust. And on July 19, 1976, Deep Purple split up at the end of a UK tour. David Coverdale went on to form Whitesnake, John Lord and Ian Paice formed a band with Tony Ashton, the classic lineup of Blackmore, Gillan, Glover, Lord and Paice reformed in 1984. Glenn Hughes returned to Trapeze, and Tommy Bolin put together his own band, but would die before the end of the year. And that's going to do it for On This Date, July 19th. So, we're going to get right back into banging out the tunes for you. Hope you guys dig it. And you're listening to Ultimate Rock Radio. I'm your host, FR, on 91.5 FM and streaming live worldwide on the web at WMFO.org. And if you want to get your music on this show, go to ultimaterockradio.com and click on Submit Music for more info. Also want to mention there's a big showcase gig coming up with a bunch of great bands. It's a Rock Garden Records Showcase. It's called Evolution. It's being held at Warehouse XI in Somerville, Mass. And that's going to be July 26th and 27th. There's going to be a lot of great bands there, including legacy artists Robin Lane and Fred Pinot of the Atlantics, among many others, at Rock Garden Records Showcase Evolution on July 26th and 27th at Warehouse XI in Somerville, Mass. It all begins at 6 p.m. July 26th with Hummingbird Syndicate to lead it off. Members of Hummingbird Syndicate include John Macy, of the very popular band back in the day, Fox Bass, and he's on lead vocals and guitar, and on bass and backing vocals, Steve Gilligan, also from a very popular band back in the day, the Stompers, and he was also a member of Fox Bass back in the day. And we also have the great voice of Lynn Shipley on vocals, and on drums, Clark Goodpaster, replacing the late Randall Lee Gibson. And the newest member of the band on guitar, Peter Arsenault. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney on behalf of RAD. If you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. Remember, if you're partying this holiday season, don't drink and drive. Got it? It's just not worth it. Doesn't make sense. Thank you. Yes, I'm gonna be
You're listening to Ultimate Rock Radio on WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, and live worldwide on the web at WMFO.org.
Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one.
You're listening to Ultimate Rock Radio. I'm your host, FR. And for you newbies, I'm going to repeat a countdown that I like a lot. It's Billboard's year-end top 10 songs of 1969. You'll also hear some historical clips of events that happened that year. So relax, grab a beverage, crank the volume, and enjoy.
All the way from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and today.
A crazy mix and mash of the best freestyle music.
1969.
He is in his office now and would like to say a few words to you, over.
That would be an honor.
Go ahead, Mr. President. This is Houston out.
Hello, Neil and Buzz. I'm talking to you by telephone from the Oval Room at the White House. And this certainly has to be the most historic telephone call ever made from the White House. I just can't tell you how proud we all are of what you have done. For every American, this has to be the proudest day of our lives. And for people all over the world, I am sure that they too join with Americans in recognizing what an immense feat this is. Because of what you have done, the heavens have become a part of man's world. And as you talk to us from the Sea of Tranquility, it inspires us to redouble our efforts to bring peace and tranquility to Earth. For one priceless moment in the whole history of man, all the people on this earth are truly one. One in their pride in what you have done, and one in our prayers that you will return safely to Earth.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's a great honor and privilege for us to be here representing not only the United States, but and of peace of all nations, and with interest and a curiosity and with a vision for the future. Honor for us to be able to participate here today.
And thank you very much, and I look forward, all of us look forward to seeing you on the Hornet on Thursday.
Look forward to that very much, sir.
This is the largest group of people ever assembled in one place. The important thing that you've proven to the world is that 500,000 kids, and I call you kids because I have children older than you are, 500,000 young people can get together and have 3 days of fun and music, and have nothing but fun and music, and I God bless you for it.
The man you just saw was Max Yasger, the owner of a farm in Bethel, New York, where Woodstock was held. Woodstock, a 3-day concert full of peace and music, took place on August 15th through the 18th in 1969.
I've never seen anything like this, man.
A rock music festival that drew hundreds of thousands of young people to a dairy farm in White Lake, New York, over the weekend came to an end today. And we have a report from Richard O'Brien.
They listened for 3 days, and today they sounded the retreat and headed for home. The sponsors said it was going to be 3 days of peace and music. It was that all right, and much more. Estimates of the crowd ranged up to more than 300,000. And it was that size that caused most of the trouble. That and the rainstorms that turned the big dairy meadow into a mud farm. The big problem was that no one had even the slightest notion that they would come in such numbers. Today, wearied but still light of heart, they huddled their masses and set out for home. And they headed in every direction. As one official pointed out, with 300,000 people, you are not dealing with just a crowd, but virtually a city. And as a city, it had city problems. One youngster died of a suspected overdose of heroin. 80 others were arrested on drug charges. Another boy killed when the driver of a tractor failed to see him inside a sleeping bag. One of the promoters says he wouldn't try this again unless he could rent the Grand Canyon. He may have to. Already there are threats of lawsuits from local business people who called it a disgrace. The kids said it was just great. And so, it's all over, except for the massive cleanup job that remains. The Woodstock Music and Art Fair, having done its thing, quietly folds its tent and steals away. Till another day. Richard O'Brien, CBS News, White Lake, New York.
In a minute, we'll have CBS News correspondent John Lawrence with an analysis of the White Lake phenomenon.
Today, we're going to be counting down the year 1969, and you just heard Something by the Beatles. And before that, we had a few clips on the historic three-day Woodstock Festival. And at the very top, we had President Nixon talking to Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong on the moon. Okay, let's get right to it. Here's the top 10 songs of 1969.
10. 9.
In love.
I cast aside my pride. But when you fell for someone else, baby, I broke up all inside. And it looks like I'm never gonna fall in love again. That's why I'm a singing for in love. No, I'm never gonna fall in love. Please don't make me
End of the spring, and here she comes back. Hi, 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 there.
Them
summer days, oh, summer days. That's when I had most of my fun back. Hi, 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 there.
Them
summer days, oh, summer days.
A cloud nine when I'm on to out of school, yeah.
County fair.
You girl, make it. Never. 3.
Thank you.
1. Sugar.
Just heard the top 10 songs of 1969 according to Billboard magazine. And they were, at number 10, Tommy James and the Shondells with Crimson and Clover. Number 9 was Build Me Up Buttercup by The Foundations. Number 8 was I'll Never Fall in Love Again by Tom Jones. Number 7 was Hot Fun in the Summertime by Sly and the Family Stone. Number 6 was Dizzy by Tommy Rowe. Number 5 was Everyday People by Sly and the Family Stone. Number 4 was Honky Tonk Woman by the Rolling Stones. Number 3, I Can't Get Next to You by the Temptations. Number 2, Aquarius Let the Sunshine In by the Fifth Dimension. And at number 1 was the Archies with Sugar Sugar. And at the very top, we had President Nixon talking to Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong on the moon. We also had some information on Woodstock, which happened in 1969 as well. Don't touch that dial. We got 20 more minutes of great music coming your way.
You're listening to Ultimate Rock Radio on WMFL Medford, 91.5 FM, and live worldwide on the web at WMFO.org.
Still water, sin blows through my heart. Ultimate Rock Radio with your host, FR, on WMFO in Medford.
Bringing you the hottest tracks from around the globe.
From around the globe.
Ultimate Rock Radio.
With your host, FR. Fridays at 12 noon.
Ultimate Rock Radio.
On WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. And live worldwide at WMFO.org.
Fridays at 12 noon.
Only here on WMFO.
You're listening to Ultimate Rock Radio on WMFO Medford. Right, that was I Saw the Light by Todd Rundgren. And before that, we had We Will Be Free by Foxpass. And that's off the Intemporal album from way back in the day.
Of people in trouble.
From the city where the Lorax roams free is the home of a magical truffula trees. In a place you will love with things you'll adore us, it's a magical spot. We call it the forest.
Everyone here needs the trees.
And who are you?
I'm the Lorax, guardian of the forest.
The forest is there for you to explore. So come once to see it, then come back lots more.
I just like hearing you say it.
Visit discovertheforest.org, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hornsby, and whenever I'm in Boston, I listen to WMFO 91.5 on your radio dial.